All right, welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices. My name is Manny Hill, of course, and I'm very happy to have our next guest on. It is our monthly conversation with the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, is here with me. Dr. Sales Adams, happy spring. How's your spring going so far?
It's going really good, and today's sunny, so that's even better. How's your spring going?
It's been going pretty good. I like when the weather starts to warm up a little bit, and I know it's going to chill down a little bit this weekend. We're recording this on Thursday, March 27th, but Friday's going to be a 70-degree day, so I love that. So it's going to be a fun time. Absolutely. All right, so we've got a lot to get over, a lot to go over here today, and let's first start with student recognition. Our students are so awesome here at MPS, and what can you share with us about some really amazing accomplishments from some of our students?
Love to. So after last Saturday's National History Day competition at Franklin Middle School, we had more than 90 MPS students qualify to advance to the state competition. So good luck to all of our students who are competing on Sunday, April 27th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Also, Edison High School's Ramey Keenan is our girls wrestling state champion. In just their second year on the mat, Ramey is blazing a trail for girl wrestlers in the state. Then we have the Minneapolis Girls High School hockey team and Roosevelt wrestlers that have been named academic state champions. The Roosevelt Teddies Class AA wrestling team has the highest team grade point average in the state at 3.951, and the Class A girls hockey team has a GPA of 3.91. I have a question for you, Manny.
Okay.
Can you spell cacophonous?
Cacophonous. I don't think I can spell that, no.
Well, I will tell you, it's spelled C-A-C-O-P-H-O-N-O-U-S. And it means clashing sounds that are discordant. So hopefully that's not how this recording is sounding. But that was the winning word at the district-wide spelling bee last month. And Emmett Lawson, who is a eighth grade student at Northeast Middle School, is the district spelling bee champ. But we also have our runner-up, who is Iris Walding, a sixth grade student from Stuart Montessori School.
That is amazing. Congratulations to everyone, all these great students, and everything that they've accomplished this year so far. Amazing stuff. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams is our guest here on the School News Podcast for our listening audience. And of course, if you're watching this on YouTube here on MPS Voices, we appreciate that as well. All right. And we're wrapping up the month of March. We know that March is Women's History Month. I know we've talked a lot about that. But what are some of the other things that are being celebrated at MPS in the month of March?
So March is also Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. And we did celebrate our Social Work Week, which was March 2nd through the 8th. But I do want to recognize all of our social workers and thank them for the important role that they play in the lives of our students. And then Eid al-Fitr, which is a celebration to mark the end of Ramadan, will come at the end of this month. So March has been very full and very busy. But I do want to do one more reminder that spring break is March 31st through April 4th. So we hope that you and all of our listeners have a time to relax, spend time with friends and family, and then we'll see you back when school starts on Monday, April 7th.
All right. Sounds good. And last thing we'll cover here, and I know you got a lot to get to on this subject. It's the budget, an update on the budget. And what can you share with everybody as far as that goes?
Yeah, as you may know, we're in the middle of our budget process for the 25-26 school year. Our budget shortfall currently stands at around $75 million. We've already had to make difficult decisions to cut some positions. In addition to dealing with a difficult budget deficit, MPS is also monitoring what's happening at the federal level, where potential cuts could impact funding. Legislation is advancing currently in Washington that would significantly reduce the amount of available federal funding, and that could impact districts, including Minneapolis, and how we receive money for Medicaid-funded reimbursement. I did want to share with you and our listeners, Manny, that these reductions would be extremely devastating and disruptive if they were to go through. But if anyone would like to speak up about this, there is a new way that you can do that. So the Minnesota Department of Education has a portal on their website where you can provide feedback about federal cuts. All you have to do is just go to the Minnesota Department of Education website, and the feedback portal pops right up. So if people want an opportunity to advocate and share their voice, that's some information right there. But also proposed department allocations were presented at the school board finance committee meeting this week. And that's to minimize the impact on classrooms and schools. We are proposing a significant reduction at the central office. We've already provided detailed information regarding our school budgets, but I wanted to take a moment to share that with careful planning and consideration, our schools are set to receive approximately $20 million more in funding in the upcoming fiscal year compared to the current one. Our students have and will continue to remain at the center of our decisions. We do have a lot to offer to our students in terms of programs and services to students, so that won't change, but we are dealing with a difficult budget decision right here. If you do want to stay informed or get updated budget information, I'd like to invite anyone to go to our main website and then type in mpsschools.org and search budget process, and it will bring you right to that information.
And of course, our thoughts are with everyone that is going to be impacted by these cuts. I know it's a challenging time. I know it's a challenging time for you and everybody that works with you to kind of figure all of this stuff out. So our thoughts are with everybody that's being impacted by this. I always enjoy having these conversations with you every month, and I'm looking forward to the month of April as well. Appreciate the time.
I'm here. Enjoy your spring break.
Definitely. You as well. That is Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, joining us here on the School News Podcast.